Here's a thought I'll title, Learning from Our Failures, the Epic Series. Photography is an incredibly fun, but can sometimes be an incredibly frustrating thing, because the odds of success are relatively small. I remember in my youth, when I loaded up a roll of 36 exposures in my 35mm camera, I kind of expected that 36 of them were going to be good pictures. Well, okay, there are some mistakes that happen, there are errors, there, etc. So maybe I should be happy if 30 good pictures came out of a roll of 36. But of course, it didn't take me long before I was disabused of that notion and discovered that if I was really, really lucky, one image came out of every roll of 36 exposures, and oftentimes there would be no images of worth or merit at the conclusion of several rolls of work. That is to say, every time we press the shutter, we're aiming for perfection. We're aiming for something wonderful. And the idea of photography is the pursuit of that significant image. Even though we know the subject may not be perfect, or the light may not be perfect, or our angle may not be perfect, there's always the hope of processing in Photoshop that will take care of the problems so that we can strive for success with every image. And so the focus of attention is always on achieving success, and we sort of immediately discount all the failures as ones that aren't successful and put our attention back on the successful images. But curiously enough, the best way to learn is to pay attention to those images that are failures and to try to discover why they're failures and what we might have done differently to improve them, or what decisions we made in the field that now that we see the finished image, we look at and realize, well, it was a questionable decision. Looking at failures is a great way to learn photography. And quite honestly, that's the motivation for a project that I'm doing over at my personal website, which is brooksjensenarts.com, called the Epic Series. Epic being not wonderful, fantastic, but rather a funny acronym for Every Picture is a Compromise, which is a fundamental way I think about photography. That there is a difference between the perfection we hold in our mind's eye when we click the shutter and the reality of what we produce in its final form after all the processing and all the various steps that we go through. Every picture is a compromise. So for those of you who haven't seen that series that I've done over at brooksjensenarts.com, you might want to take a look. Every weekday, I post an image that's not successful, that sometimes are just downright awful, and compare that to a better version. That is to say, maybe a post-processed image, or it could be a different approach to the subject, or it could be a photograph that I made decades ago that is questionable and one that I made yesterday that solves the problem, or vice versa. One that I did years ago that I really love compared to one that I did yesterday and had forgotten what I'd learned. The idea of this series was born when I realized that every photographer's website that I look at is filled with nothing but winners. That a photographer's website is usually a place where they can show off, that they can be proud. It's a well-deserved congratulations on a success. And I love looking at other photographers' websites and seeing what they've done and being inspired by them, and etc. But I don't often learn all that much by looking at other people's success. Not nearly as much as I might learn by looking at their failures and what they did to overcome those barriers and obstacles in order to make a successful photograph. So that's what I've done in the Epic series, is I've tried to not put my winners on display, but to put my losers on display and to write a short paragraph or two about what I think I could have done differently or what I'm glad that I did do differently to end up with a much better image. They're intended to be very short reads. That's why each page is the same basic layout, so you can get in and get out quickly and take a look at the two images, the not successful image and the more successful image, and compare them both as thumbnail size images and as larger images. It's something that I do every weekday. It's always fun for me to go back and find these examples and to dig through my Lightroom catalog looking for examples of not so good and better, or maybe even pretty good and way better. It's always a comparison. And to share those, like I say, Monday through Friday. I've been doing this since June of 2020, and as of the day I'm recording this, the most recent one is 1,210, so there's a lot of failures, and hopefully a lot of lessons that you might find interesting. Go to brooksjensenarts.com and look for the series called Epic, Every Picture is a Compromise.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.